Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so we are about to start texting for Claire. She is ready to blow up the family. She wants our help texting her twin sister's ex-boyfriend, who she feels like her twin sister treated him like crap. He deserved better than that. She'd been crushing on him hard. They ran into each other. She kind of felt like the ex was flirting with her. She feels like the chemistry is there. She feels like this will be accepted eventually with her family. So we're about to text this dude and say, hey, remember me?
Yeah,
so hey, I look like my sister. We should do it.
Her twin sister and he dated for less than a year. And they broke up back in November, so there's been some breathing room. And the way she has described her twin sister is that essentially of an egomaniac monster who is just a miserable, terrible person trying to make everybody around her miserable.
So that's what we're going with. Okay, so how have you ever texted this dude before, ever?
Yeah, I mean, there were a few times that we've texted, but just like casually, like if my sister's phone died and she needed to tell him something, I would be kind of the go-between. But
okay, so it'll be a little odd for him to get this random text.
A little bit.
Okay, all right. With that, where do we even start?
Not it.
Not it.
Not it.
Not it. Hey. How many E's is in that hey? It's like three and then with one of those like sad emojis like hey. Okay, what if we Cassie save me, swoop in. You are the one that has a sister. Granted, she's not a twin sister, but you have a sister, so let's pretend like she's your twin. How would you reach out to your sister's ex-boyfriend to ask him out?
I think I would go in with a joke because I think that's the only way you can do this. And I'm trying to workshop it in my head, like maybe a parent trap joke where, you know, like a movie with twins or something like, how do you feel about something that's familiar but upgraded?
I know you found my sister hot. You just didn't like her on the inside. How about dating somebody that looks just like her but is much kinder?
How about we just send like a you up text?
This is going to feel like deja vu, but I promise you it's not. Hey, long time no talk. Been thinking about you. Have something really weird to ask you.
Should it be been thinking about you since we ran into each other?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So, hey, long time no talk. Been thinking about you since we ran into each other. I have something weird to ask you.
Really?
Really weird.
Really weird?
I have something.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Just send it, just like that. No, no emoji, no, nothing.
Yep. You can do that, like, smiling, like a...
The awkward emoji, if you want.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
You know that wide smile, but it's not a smile. It's just like teeth. Yeah, like...
Okay.
What do you think her reaction is going to be at some point? Because you know he did write back.
Hey, I like weird questions. What's up?
Oh, okay.
How would you like to date somebody that looks exactly like your ex, but has a much better personality?
That's funny.
I do like that.
I like that.
Use identical.
How would you like to date somebody who looks identical to your ex, but has a way better personality?
Okay. Identical to your ex.
Do we do a winky face? Wink, wink.
Ooh.
No face. Okay, no emojis. No.
Okay, I'm sending it.
She is figuratively and literally sending it.
So he wrote back.
Okay.
He said, well, I guess it would depend on which ex. that.
What?
Oh.
What an idiot.
Okay. All right. Maybe he's playing.
Okay.
So let's respond back and be your most recent ...
Are we sure that that's his most recent ex or?
They broke up in November. Do you know if he's dated anybody since?
I mean, I may or may not have stalked his Instagram a little bit, but no, I mean, maybe he went on a few dates with people, but it didn't seem like anybody, my sister, what I mean? So
how about we say the one you parted ways with in November?
Mm. Oh my God.
He knows who you are, right? Like he has your number. He's not trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah. No, he knows he definitely knows who I am. Yeah. He has my number in his phone. I know that for sure. I don't understand this, but I don't know. He said, I was kidding, but also a bit confused. I think you might want to talk to that ex who might not be an ex anymore.
Oh, this is a plot twist.
Didn't see this coming.
So they're going out with
each
other. Oh, damn. Oh, my. Claire, you're in so much trouble.
No, she's not because she has not revealed that it's her.
Huh?
Well, yes, she
said
has.
November.
She spelled it out. Yeah.
She didn't say we said identical, but she didn't mean her. She goes, okay. I'll tell my friend that you're taken.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
We can get out of this.
We're cool. Wait, no, you can come out now.
Yeah, my friend.
Yes. Here's what we do. Be like, I didn't realize y'all got to back together. I was texting you on behalf of my sister because she's done so much internal work.
No, we don't.
Absolutely not. Clearly, you guys aren't close. You've already said that. So you don't even know that she has been seeing him again.
No, I mean, I haven't spoke to her in quite a bit. We had a recent blowout, but that's all. Okay.
I think this text is wrong number. Who's this?
No.
That's all we got.
That's it.
Okay. We're going to get out of here with minimal burns, okay? Be like,
okay.
I had no idea! Exclamation point. My bad. I never would have reached out had I known. I'll be sure to let my friend know you're not on the market. Are we okay with this?
I
know you think we're already had, I don't think we are.
Totally. I mean, you have no other option. You have to.
Yeah, you have to go to her.
She's already insulted the sister anyway, even in this text, because she said somebody that looks identical but has a way better personality. So she's already insulted the sister.
He knows. He knows she has a crass personality.
Yes. So we're just, we may have insulted your sister, but we have plausible deniability here. We have never said any names. You didn't send a boo pic. Like, I think we can weasel our way out of this.
Oh, my gosh. He said, wait. Hold on. He said, thanks for letting your friend in quote.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been made.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, write back. Wish you all the best with your girlfriend, in quotes.
But that really is his girlfriend.
Yeah, until she breaks his heart and takes off.
Doesn't make any sense.
I'm annoyed. He's stupid, and her sister is stupid.
Okay.
They deserve each other. You deserve way better.
How about finger quotes, talk soon?
I kind of like it because it's just so random.
It just doesn't make any sense at all.
That's all we got.
I did know somebody who used to use quotes inaccurately all the time, and it drove me crazy.
I'd sign off with, don't make sure you don't call me her name tonight.
Damn.
Oh, bye.
Just let this thing go. You've lost. The problem here is going to be the follow-up when he goes and he tells your sister what happened. Mm. Now you're really screwed. Mm.
I mean, whatever.
No way.
Deal with her accordingly.
So
I don't care if I hurt her feelings.
Okay. Do we respond with, no quotations necessary, I'll seriously let her know? Or do we just thumbs up it, or do we just ignore it altogether?
I think you thumbs up and get out. Everybody knows what's going on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But she never said it was her.
He knows.
Yeah, we did.
Come on.
Time out, Ray. We used identical. No, time out. We have talked so often about how dense dudes are that we literally have to spell it out for them in every other text message. And then magically, this is the one dude that gets everything.
He literally used the quotes around your friend. He knows. There is no hiding.
He thinks he knows. He doesn't know. He thinks he knows, which is why we need to prove what he thinks is wrong.
Right. Is anyone else in Delulu Land?
Somebody light the gaslighter. You're about to gaslight him.
I just say, give him the thumbs up and get the hell out, man.
Kristen, you can come out now.
I don't appreciate him. Whatever world you live in, I want a one-way ticket there. I don't appreciate him making assumptions that I'm talking about myself. He has made a major assumption that that it is me.
She is talking about herself.
That's not the point.
Now boarding all rows to Delulu Land. Can we just send, hey Siri, undo send text? That would make me laugh so hard.
You need to abort mission, man.
Yeah.
Thumbs up it and get out.
No, send a gift that says abort mission. Like, I think you can leave this on a funny high note and walk away with your head high. I feel like the thumbs up is like tail between the legs.
Oh, okay.
I think we got to own it. Like, obviously, he knows it's the twin. So I think something funny like an abort mission gif or something like that is a little humorous. And then you can walk away with your head high and just leave it at that.
Eject.
That's funny.
Eject.
That's a funny
like
meme.
Goose and
Top Gun,
but he hits and he doesn't fully get out.
If you want to send like the eject or abort mission's fine, but yeah, I mean the damage is done.
All right,
there's a funny one of a bunch of penguins, and it just says run away.
Oh my god, I just saw that one. I am sending that. That's perfect. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm just going to send the penguins and blinking run away. I'm just going to do that.
Is
at
that
this
funny?
Point, whatever.
That makes you feel better.
That's funny.
Okay, at least I can laugh.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. All right, I'm sending.
Okay.
I'm just sending.
It's just a big herd of penguins. I know that's not what they're called. I don't know what a giant group of penguins is called.
A flock?
A froth?
Is it really a froth?
I made that up.
No. Now I got to know.
Right?
I feel like it's something weird, like a tuxedo of...
In the water, they're called a raft of penguins, but on land, they're called a waddle. Oh. Or a rookery colony or huddle.
I just call them cute as hell. They're so cute.
Oh. Has he responded back, or is that what we're finishing with here?
He just sent a smiley face that's laughing.
Okay, so we're done.
All right, we're done.
See? It was a good exit.
Yes.
Let's see what he does. I am really interested to talk to you again, like, on Monday, because let's hope he keeps this to himself and doesn't bring it up to your sister, because that will cause the drama that you were so desperately trying to avoid.
Mom and Bert, if this happened to you guys, you're telling your significant other, right?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Really?
I would.
What?
Nah, absolutely not.
Not twin sister or anything.
Nope.
Nope.
There's no way he doesn't say something.
I'm not saying a word.
I wouldn't say anything.
Would you guys?
If my husband's brother, yeah, I would say something.
I would. Just because I wouldn't want it to get around, like, oh, the brother goes to my boyfriend, and then it's a whole thing. I just get ahead of it.
Maybe if I knew they already didn't really like each other, I might.
But if I
felt like they had a good relationship, I wouldn't.
If you don't say anything, and I find out later, I think it's because you're holding out, and you might actually like her and want to be with her one day.
Well, I am.
Have you seen Jessica?
Fair.
All right, Claire, we'll let you go. Let us know on Monday how it goes, okay, over the weekend?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Sorry about that, babe.
Don't forget, you're the hotter twin.
Walk with God.
Thank you.
You're on The Burt Show.